So you've elicited someone's strategy. What's next? What can you do with it? The first thing you might want to do is to utilize it. If you've elicited the buying decision strategy that someone goes through when they're about to buy something, that tells you the order in which they are likely to gather information. So if you're selling cars, if you find out how a customer bought their last car, you know, while having a discussion with them, as long as they like that strategy they used for the last car, you could guide them through the same strategy to buy one of yours. If you're selling a coaching program, you might want to ask them if they've ever bought a training program that they've been really happy with. And if they have bought a training program that they're really happy with, perhaps you can utilize that strategy and put your coaching strategy in there with it. And perhaps even relate your coaching strategy is just like a training strategy. Make it easy for them to run the strategy that they're already used to. If you want to talk or encourage a parent to make healthy decisions for their kids at your private school, you could elicit how they chose the private school. And then perhaps use that to inform them about how eating healthier food is just like choosing a private school. Going into a bit more depth, you know, they have a strategy where they saw the different schools and they walked into the different schools. They walked in and got a feel for each school. Okay, so I just want you to imagine, or I just want you to walk into the vegetable store and just get a bit of a feel for the different options and the possibilities of your kids eating the different food. If you give them the information in a different order, it struggles with their old strategy and it might feel different. So you want to backpack on existing strategies rather than create new ones. And this, by the way, is a key challenge with people when they're investing in themselves, because a lot of people haven't invested in themselves before. They may have invested, you know, tens of thousands of dollars in university, so they have a strategy for choosing university, which may or may not be successful. But if you talk to them about investing at $1,000, $2,000, $3,000 into their personal development, they might start to freak out a little bit because they've never had to make that strategy before. But now you know ways to introduce it to them and use their old strategies. Another great strategy is the love languages. And you can just pick up the book, The Five Love Languages. Remember, it's a metaphor. The five love languages, are simply five different strategies people use to give and receive love.